This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, August 31st, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we have a discussion in, guess where I'm at? Solomon's. No, I'm not in Solomon's. I'm in Solomon's Fresh Market, right? I'm in Harbor Bay, and I'm excited, right? Because they are having a back-to-school snackathon, and I'm here to just find more information about it, right? I am a loyal supporter of the Solomon food chain, right? I have my card, and I want to know about how to get the card and promote that, but I need to speak to Miss Naomi Grant, who is the events marketing manager here at Solomon's Fresh Market, and I'm going to get some more detail on what is it that they would be doing at the four locations?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start off. Where are the four locations?
So four locations today is Solomon's Fresh Market Harbor Bay, Solomon's Fresh Market Old Fort Bay, Solomon's Super Center, and Solomon's Yamacraw.
That's nice. So now you're doing this back-to-school snackathon.
Yes.
Tell me what's that about.
So AML Foods, Solomon's Nassau stores, have partnered with Guardian Media Group for this impactful back-to-school promotion. This collaboration aligns with our commitment to making a positive difference in our community. So the primary goal of this campaign is to provide support to children in need as they prepare for the upcoming school season, just like our successful Feed 5000 initiative that we have each year during the holidays. This promotion reflects our dedication to giving back. So you can give back when you go into any one of these locations, Solomon's Super Center, Solomon's Yamacraw, Solomon's Fresh Market at Harbor Bay, and Old Fort Bay, and you can donate at the register.
And so when you say donate at the register, that's my change, right?
Yes, you can give your change, you can give whatever you like, you can add to it. You can use your loyalty points. And if you haven't signed up for my Solomon's Smart
Rewards, I need to talk about this loyalty points.
Today, because what happens is every time you spend a dollar, you earn a point. 100 points give you a dollar back in cash.
Okay.
You can use that same cash to buy things in our store. And you can use that same loyalty cash to donate to the snackathon. So if you are a My Solomon Smart Rewards customer and you have some change on that you would like to redeem, you can redeem it towards the snackathon.
That's nice.
Yes.
But now, I have a Solomon card.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But for those people out there who is unfamiliar with it, does one get a card?
All you do is come into the store and go to the register. It takes 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
You tell them your name, your email address, and your phone number. And what you also need to do is to opt into marketing, because every time you shop, then you will get your loyalty points on your receipt. So you'll get your receipts emailed to you every time you shop for as a loyalty customer, as well as whatever promotions that we have as a loyalty customer, you will get that in the email as well. So you will be updated on whatever takes place in all of our Solomon's locations. We have promotions going each month in our Solomon's stores. And at Fresh Market, as a loyalty customer, 4:30 every day, you can get hot meals for 3 times the points. So it's not just some items you'll get 1 time the points. So when you spend $1, you get 1 point. When you spend $1, 4:30 at the hot box, you will get 3 points. So you can get a multiple of points all the time.
That's easy,
but you
though.
Have to be a My Solomon Smart Rewards customer to get our ads.
Mm-hmm.
I know if you've been missing our ads, you need to become a My Solomon Smart Rewards customer. So it takes 2 minutes. That's it.
2 minutes.
And it's free.
Good. I like that they give back.
Absolutely.
I know the entire Guardian family will be partnering with you today.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And after the show, where else, which other Solomon that we go to next?
So you can go to Solomon's Supercenter, okay. Solomon's Yamacraw, mm-hmm. and our west location for Fresh Market.
Okay.
So all four of us.
So,
yes.
Okay. All, so we'll be touching bases with everyone there.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So next show, Howard is going to be there live, and we'll be again promoting the back-to-school snackathon, right? How long is the promotion running?
Today is the last day. 7 o'clock.
That means people need to come tonight.
Yes, come now.
Oh, okay. What time tonight is it over? What time?
7.
7 p.m. Okay.
Come before 7 p.m.
And be able to give back and partner with you.
You can give back and partner with.
At 7 p.m. tonight is when Solomon's closed today. And, of course, it's at all four locations.
At all four locations.
Yes. Good. Okay. Good. I'm excited.
Right.
And I'm of course, I'm going to bring you back to explain some more information on how we can partner and how we can give back to this back to school snackathon. But I just want those listening audience to come and help us with this initiative because this is good. And like she said, that the promotion ends today at 7 p.m. And donations will be distributed by the Bahamas Feeding Network.
Absolutely.
And Hands for Hunger.
Yes.
But tell me briefly about who all you partner with for this initiative.
So we have Hands for Hunger and we have the Bahamas Feeding Network. They will get all of the donations that we have received from the customers. Mm-hmm. They will get it and they will distribute it. So we are donating to them and they will decide what snacks, what notebooks, what it is their clients do have need of, mm-hmm. and they will disperse it as they feel need.
So the money itself.
The money will go to.
Do them and they basically come and shop and make it available.
Absolutely.
At their various networks.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that, Ms. Grant.
No problem.
Right? And of course, at 11:30, I want you to come back again.
Okay.
Because I want to go in detail and remind people to take advantage of this, right?
Awesome. We'll
do that. Transition right now because we have Judge Carol in on location with me at Solomon's. I keep on calling it Solomon's, but Solomon's Fresh Market, isn't it?
Solomon's Fresh Market at Harbor Bay.
Yes, maybe because I live Prince Charles and I live in Solomon's Food Store all the time. But yeah, Solomon's Fresh Market in Harbor Bay, that's where we are. But we're going to take a quick break. So, Ali, take a quick break and we'll come back with Judge Carol Munnings. And she's talking about a new concept, Judge Carol, that is going to be airing soon. And said, Get Justice with Judge Carol is going to be now on TV, where she'll be hearing cases on traffic accidents, family disputes, landlord and tenant claim, child support arrears, money owed claims, just legally binding stuff, right? So but I want to talk more about that, and we have Ms. Carol Munnings with me, and I want to talk about how is this going to be, right? But Ali, just take us into a break right now.
Books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord. And I gotta buy snacks too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AMF is in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back to Guiding Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, and I'm here with Judge Carol Munnings, right? You are introducing a new concept to the Bahamas, a concept similar to Judge Judy in the United States. And I'm trying to say, what? Tell me about that, right? First of all, I want to know more about you, right?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. I am so delighted to be here. And yes, this is groundbreaking, something new for the Bahamas. New to TV. So it's a courtroom TV show. And people may say, well, who is this woman? How she get to be having a courtroom TV show? Why is she doing it? Well, I want to let you know that I have been in the law now almost 35 years. I'm called to the bar as a lawyer. I have practiced in the public sector, meaning I have been Crown Counsel in the Office of the Attorney General. I have acted substantively appointed as a magistrate.
So you're a judge. You know what you're doing.
I am a retired judge. I'm a retired magistrate and deputy registrar of the Supreme Court. My judge roles have also included being a vice president of the Industrial Tribunal. So I have a decade of experience sitting as a judge in the courts of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
So this won't be real. This won't be a fake TV thing.
No. I'm not pretending to be a judge. I have practiced in all of the courts within the Commonwealth of the Bahamas throughout the 30s of my time as a lawyer. I have been in private practice, and as I said, I've been in public practice. So I've been in courts, I've been in the Court of Appeal, I've been appeared before the Court of Appeal, appeared before the Industrial Tribunal, appeared as a lawyer in Magistrates Court, I've appeared in the Supreme Court before judges and registrars. As well as, last year I retired as a deputy registrar and magistrate in the judiciary. So I am a retired judge. Now, what persons may not know, unless they have appeared before me in court before, I used to sit in the gun court. So I was in court 10, I was in court 13. I have had persons who appeared before me try and rush and jump me on the bench because they didn't like decisions that I made. I have seen all kinds of things. I have also sat as a judge in family court, in the magistrate's court, when it was in Victoria Gardens. So I have been through the gamut of the different courts and seen the different types of cases that we have in the Bahamas. And just kind of to round out the picture in terms of my experience, I have two bachelor's degrees. I have a master's degree in public administration, and I have also had training as an arbitrator, and I'm a past associate, but I did the training through the Certified Institute of Arbitrators in London. So I am more than qualified, more than experienced
to
do this.
I understand
absolutely.
That. So people should feel comfortable with you being
I know what I am doing. I know the law of the Bahamas, and I know how to handle myself in the courtroom because I have been doing it my entire career, over 30 years.
But Judge Carol, I see on your flyer, right, that you'll be concentrating on traffic accidents, family disputes, landlord and tenants claim, child support arrears, money owed, and these are much, much more, right?
Yes, so let me explain to you how I came up with those category of cases. That is based upon my experience in the law and things that people generally come to court with. So you have Supreme Court cases and you have Magistrates Court cases. Generally, if you're bringing a civil claim in the Magistrates Court, the ceiling is $5,000. And there are over 10,000 cases filed every year in the Magistrates Court, as compared, for example, to 3,000 cases a year in the Supreme Court. And I know these figures not only because I was in the system, but when I did my master's degree, I did research on the court system and the backlog in the courts. So I extensively delved into it. And one of the things that people complain about and struggle with coming to court is the delay, the amount of time it takes to get your matter heard.
Yes.
So you could imagine 10,000 cases every year in the magistrate's court, and then that's not the adjourned cases from the year before. So your case could be backed up in the system for years before you get your matter heard. So that's one aspect of it, right? The idea is that I'm making justice accessible to people who are frustrated with the system because of the long delays,
yes,
who don't have the resources or the time, because with my show, we will be shooting on the weekends. If you go to magistrate's court, you're going to have to probably take a day off work or 2 days, however many and however often you have to go. So this way, you won't have to worry about taking time off from work. You won't have to worry about the long delay in getting your matter heard. You won't have to hire a lawyer because I'm not going to have people bring their lawyers. You can bring a witness, but we're not having
lawyers. So let's hash that out, right? So you're saying that the benefits is it's fast. You
yes.
don't have to be in that long delay, the backlog, and say, well, your case is not going to be heard till a year, 6 months, whatever.
Exactly.
So it's faster.
Yes.
Then is it legally binding?
100%. So we have the Arbitration Act of the Bahamas, the Arbitration Act of 2009, which provides that if parties agree, they can select an umpire, a person to be the arbitrator of their decision. They can choose and that once they agree, and that decision is a legally binding decision. So the law already has the mechanism for it. So what is going to happen? Persons will come to me. Let's say you came to me, for instance, and said, Judge Carroll, I want to be on the show.
Yes.
Right? And I've just said to you, well, both parties have to agree. Well, I know that you're not going to agree on what decision I necessarily may make. You don't have to already be in agreement as to the outcome. But the other party needs to be willing to say, well, I want to try it.
Yes.
Okay. We need to get this thing, we need to get this issue resolved. And it's what I want them to know as well. Well, you get the opportunity to be on TV. This is a groundbreaking event. So if you want to be on TV, persons will get an appearance fee for coming, and then they get the matter resolved. So there's a win-win-win kind
Seems
of
like
situation.
A win-win-win,
yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm still smiling that the idea this is faster. It pushes all this backlog in the back burner, and you get to get your situation addressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see you mentioned, like, landlord and tenants claim, and I know that's a big issue, especially with ASUs, right? And you said that both parties has to agree. But how does a party get in contact with you, and then you able to say, come on the show and
sure.
start the process?
Yes, so they can reach out. I have a Facebook page, Judge Carroll. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook. They can send an email to info@judgecarroll.net, and it's info@judge.carroll. So my name doesn't have two L's on it. So it's Judge Carroll is one word, .net. And just send an email saying, I want to be on the show. Or they can send a WhatsApp to 445-4955. I'll repeat the number, 445-4955. I want to be on the show. And we could even reach out to the other side. If you give us the other party's name, we can say, hey, listen, this person wants to be on the show and get this matter resolved. Are you willing to come on? Mm-hmm. You see, we can do that as well.
And I see you already sparked interest. A lot of people are reaching out to you, say, hey, my matter is delayed. I need this fast forward, right?
Correct.
I need you to hear and
yes.
arbitrate between us and make a conclusion on who is wrong or who is right.
And it's legally binding. And I can tell you that, you know, we are hoping to be in a position as well that if we can get the parties agree, that they can get a contribution, possibly if they qualify, towards the amount of any award that is made.
So you do awards, you know?
So
like fines, not fines, but...
Judgment. The amount
judgment?
Of if I award yes, I can award damages. I can make a finding of damages. Yeah. So and all of that is part of it. It's all completely legal. I can tell you, Mr. Nuri. So, a lot of companies do it in terms of arbitration. You know, you have sports arbitration.
Yes.
You have international or multinational companies or even large companies who, instead of going to court, they go through the arbitration process. So this isn't anything new. And arbitration has been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years. What is new, what is groundbreaking about what I am doing is that I am bringing it to the people, mm-hmm. basically. I'm saying, here, listen, you see this stuff on television all the time. Those are real cases that they have on television. I am encouraging persons, try it out. Be on TV. You can get your appearance fee and possibly get your damages or get something towards your damages. And you get to be the first persons on this brand new show that's taking place in the Bahamas. I think it's exciting. I'm very excited to do it.
I'm excited hearing about it, but you mentioned no lawyers, right? I mean, most behemoths think they're a lawyer and they can defend themselves. But explain to me what you mean by no lawyers.
So part of the idea is to speed up the process, right? When you're going to court, the nature of the matter is, I'm not dealing with complex legal issues, for example, that would be in the Supreme Court. That's another reason why there's a distinction between the kind of cases which I have identified there, where it's a matter of, it's an issue between me and you, and who believes who. So you just need someone to say, well, did it happen, did it not happen? So, and then if these certain set of circumstances did happen, if they hit you or didn't hit you, did they hit you in that way? What was intended? Those do not bring up legal questions that require someone to expound and explain the law. So you don't need to try to find a lawyer to come. You just need to be able to say to me as the judge, look, this is what happened, and this is why I say I am owed the money. Or the other party will say, well, this is the way it happened, and so I don't owe them anything. That kind of thing. So it's the nature of the matter that doesn't require legal issues to be explored.
I want to ask you this, Judge Carroll. I'm here at the Solomon's Fresh Market in Harbor Bay, and of course they're having their back-to-school snackathon. And I'm speaking to Judge Carroll Munnings, and she's going to be having her own live on TV. What would you call that?
Courtroom TV show.
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. I want to talk about landlords and tenants, right?
Okay.
And I know you're not prepared to give no legal advice, especially for free, right? Especially you have your show.
Oh,
right?
Listen, you hold on. I'm going to stop you right there
because
you're going to try and get me in trouble with the Bar Association.
I'm going to try and bait you.
I want to make this disclaimer. I should have really said it from the jump. What I'm not doing, I'm not offering legal advice.
No.
And I am not offering any kind of legal services. Mm-hmm. So, if you're a lawyer and you're offering legal services, then you are bound by the Legal Profession Act.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely you're not allowed to advertise your legal services, mm-hmm. whether you're doing it for free or not. You're not allowed to advertise legal services. And I am not holding myself out today as saying that, okay, I'm going to advise or tell you what will happen in this situation or that situation. Because also, guess what? I don't want to prejudge any matters that people are sitting there at their homes listening to me speak and thinking, oh, I think I want to go and let Judge Carroll hear my case. Well, if I tell you now, today, you want to give me a hypothetical and I give you the answer, then that means that person is going to say, going to say, absolutely 100%.
I want to see which type of people should come. I had a cousin.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to ask me a hypothetical.
No. It's a little hypothetical thing, but it's my cousin, a real cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Landlord tenant issue, and she took off the door. Can that person come to your court and say, man, I was wronged, and I need you to adjudicate on this issue?
If they are asking for money, what are they asking for?
They want to
Hold on. So is the nature of the complaint one where they are saying that I am owed this money, or is it a question of possession, meaning I ought to be allowed to remain in the premises?
I guess both of them, but remain in the premises is good. I like that.
So remaining in the premises, I don't have the authority to make that determination.
So
the nature of that claim is different. Now, as I say, for money owed, so if there's a question of back rent, And then we have to, for example, examine documents and see, okay, do you have receipts or what evidence do you have that monies were paid? What evidence do you have that monies were owed? And then I need to make a determination as to an amount that is owing.
You can do that.
I can do that.
Okay, let's talk with ASU then. I paid my ASU, right? And the person who in charge of the ASU didn't give me my draw.
Mm-hmm.
Can I come to you for that?
So again, it's a matter of a claim for monies that are owed.
Yes.
So yes, I can hear the evidence, determine as to who is to be believed, and make a finding as to an amount that is owed, if anything is owed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about traffic accidents. I'm still hearing this money thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the traffic accident, right?
Right.
And the police said, this person is responsible. I get a police report. Can I come to you now and say, man, you won't pay me my money?
So, yes, if it wants to be know that you are claiming an amount of money.
Okay.
So,
so
you know, in traffic, yes, you have to bring receipts. And I am encouraging people to register early because if I need to put up the receipts on the screen, if we need to have them ready for court, I need the evidence to be prepared for court.
Okay.
So, absolutely, for those kinds of traffic matters, yes, you want to come, you want to bring your receipts and say, look, this is how much it is. A lot of times people have a dispute, well, why they went there and got the car fixed and why they went there and got the car fixed and I could have had my person fix it for X amount of dollars and that kind of thing. So all of those things are perfect examples of cases that should come to the Judge Carroll.
Okay, I want to talk about child support. I'm going through the list now so I can understand exactly. Now,
yes.
In the Bahamas, we have some daddies who tend to be delinquent at times. How am
Man,
I
can't endorse. See,
you don't want to read that?
I don't.
Okay,
no, no, no.
You have good daddies
on.
Then.
Hold on. No, I just, we have to be careful. I am not prejudging anybody. Everyone has their story and their different circumstances. So I am not casting anybody in one light or another. So if there is an issue in terms of does he owe this money or not?
Okay.
And the court has already made an order. So I can't issue a summons or send a policeman to go get somebody. But if you have the order and you're supposed to be paying this money and you've been paying, but now you all can't agree as to how much it's supposed to be, or he says he paid something and she says she never got it and that kind of thing, and we're talking about money that is owed, then I can help the parties as the arbitrator.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear the evidence and I can say, well, look, this is what the amount is.
I see in it. I'm going to bait you again and talk about loans because we have a lot of loans happening, but I can wait on that one because I'm trying to formulate a question on how I can get my money and how you can rule on it, right? But if I paid into a loan in general, can you do a ruling on that? That, you know, those concept we say, if you pay the money, they plan to give me this much interest, and that if I bring four other people, I'll get even more money.
Oh, those are like pyramid type schemes?
Yeah, let's call it pyramid, yes.
Okay. I think those kinds of matters have, there's a contractual element there where, and I don't know that those are legally binding in the sense of I don't know that they are countenanced, the nature of that contract, but then, you know, I'd have to look at the contract and see what the terms of it are. So again, I don't want to sort of prejudge anybody in terms of the circumstances. What I want to say is if you're claiming an amount of money, come and let's have a look at it and let's see, because when you make the application to be on the show, right? You're going to send in your email to info@judgecarroll.net, or you're going to go on Facebook to Judge Carroll, or you're going to send that WhatsApp to 445-4955.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to say, listen, this person owes me money. It's a loom, it's a this, it's a that. I'm like, okay, let's reach out to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And once we can determine that it is, that the nature of this dispute is that it's a money claim, and both sides are willing to have someone help them to determine
of a conclusion
who owes what. That's basically what it is, you know, who owes what.
What about jobs. Like when I tell my former employer, you owe me this much vacation time. And they say, no,
I'm not going to do, I'm not doing, because we have the industrial tribunal for that. Okay. You've got the labor department and you've got the industrial tribunal. So, and there are particular laws that govern those kinds of relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing where, you know, then your lawyer will come and say, well, this happened. And you have to interpret the statute. Yeah. You have to look at the facts in light of the terms of the statute, as mm-hmm. opposed to a straight out sort of either contract, what we call contract and tort cases, where it's just the two parties, mm-hmm. you know? And so, and based on the evidence that each side will bring, who is the cogency, the value of the evidence, how much weight you can give to the evidence, and whether they can be believed or not. And some people like to tell some stories and make up, you know, I mean, I've sat sitting as a magistrate, and people will look at you and tell you all kinds of things, and you want to look at them and be like, you know, you really expect me to believe that story? Mm-hmm. Or they'll come and they'll give a long, sad story about, oh, well, I couldn't pay because of this. And then they want to just get out of it because of whatever story they come with. And so I have to be astute and alert to listen to determine, okay, is this a real excuse? Is it a real problem? Or is this money really owed? And that's why people have these relationships where they have this frustration, they have these disagreements, and sometimes people are genuine and sometimes they're not. But you need that person. I'm sorry. Every time.
No. I good.
But you need that person to be able to discern, you know. And I am thankful. I've been blessed with discernment. The Holy Spirit has really given me wisdom and discernment to be able to and to understand, so I can relate to people. I can understand situations and circumstances because of my extensive experience in the court, mm-hmm. and I can bring my wisdom to get these problems solved and get and allow people to have peace and get on with their lives.
And before we go on a break, and Ali, prepare for that, I want to know, do you believe that this will work inside the Bahamas, that there's a demand, that people say, hey, I see the need for this speed up thing.
Absolutely.
I'm willing to go on TV. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've been around and about the Bahamas and introducing the idea, talking to different organizations and institutions and so on, and it's been very well received, even though it's really only been just about a week that I've put it out there and let people know that it's happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people are eager and excited, and they you know, want to see the show. I want to encourage people who want to be on TV to go ahead and make that call.
Yeah.
445-4955. You want to be on TV. You want to be the first ones in this groundbreaking thing and let people see how it's done. And let's do this for ourselves. For one thing I really want to say is we're 50 years old now. We need to do some new things, and we need to do some different things. We are matured enough. We can do this.
Okay. Howard Texture says, love this idea. Can't wait to watch the Bohemian version. When does it air? And on which channel? I let you do that. And then we'll go on the break. Again, we are at Solomon's Fresh Market. I'm going to be speaking to Miss Naomi Grant in a minute as we talk about the back-to-school snackathon. But when does it air?
So
it's
going to be on the ZNS network. Mm-hmm. It's going to air in the fall. I don't know that I can say exactly when yet. I don't think they have a set date. So we're going to be taping. I'm taping this month.
Okay, Reese.
Right? Actually, I'm taping next week.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to be on TV, they need to get in touch with me today. I'm expecting that by the weekend, if it takes that long, that I will have the first set of cases that I need for taping. So I don't want people to wait to get in touch with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be on TV, be heard, and get paid, and try this new groundbreaking event. But it's going to be aired on ZNS, and you're going to see it in the fall, in their fall lineup.
So let's take our commercial break now as we go back in detail about Judge Carol and her new program on ZNS. But we are again at Solomon's Fresh Mark on Harbor Bay. We're coming back to Miss Naomi Grant right after the break, and we're talking about the big things that Solomon Fresh Market is doing, especially in assisting persons who are in need kids there who need it and give for that, for snacks. But anyway, we'll be right back.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I gotta buy snacks, too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathons.
What's a snackathon?
Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We're here at Solomon's Fresh Market Harbor Bay. And of course, I'm talking to Miss Naomi Grant, who is the events marketing manager. And we're talking about their promotion there, right? Which is their snackathon. And I'm going to give details because the Guardian Radio family is here all day, right? Howard is up next and he's going to be going in detail about the wonderful things and the partnership that Solomon's is doing with the various organizations. But I want to go back. Who all is on board of this partnership, Ms. Grant?
So our partnership is AML Foods, Solomon's Nassau Stores, and we're partnering with Guardian Media for this impactful back-to-school program initiative. So it is Feed the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. They're along with us to be able to distribute that of what the proceeds are coming through our register. So it's all about snacks with a purpose. For every snack purchase, you're sowing seeds of nourishment, education, and happiness. The snack proceeds will be soaring to incredible heights, benefiting two remarkable causes, which is the Hands for Hunger and the Bahamas Feeding Network. Your generosity will echo in the lives of those in need.
Okay, I'm excited about it. I see we have a call in line, but we'll go to the caller right now because I want to ask Ms. Grant something before we go to the caller. I want you to go over the process on how I can donate.
So it's very easy. What you can do is go into any one of our Solomon's locations. We have Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay, Solomon's Fresh Market, Old Fort Bay. We have Solomon's Supercenter, and we have Solomon's Yamacraw. Go to the register. You can donate your loyalty points. If you haven't signed up for loyalty, please sign up for my Solomon Smart Rewards loyalty program, where every time you spend a dollar, you earn a point, and you can redeem in the store. Now, while you're shopping, you will notice that we do have some holes. We're filling those holes with amazing products, at least 1,000 upgrade of items that we have for you. So after you finish shopping, when you go to the cash register, sign up for My Solomon Smart Rewards, and then you can also donate. This is where you donate to the Snackathon. You tell them, okay, I'm going to give my loyalty points, or I'm going to give some change. I'm going to give $10. No amount is too small. No amount is too large. Ask them if we can donate towards the Snackathon. This is going to help those with food insecurity. And we know that food insecurity affects the children. When they come to school without lunch, they experience hunger and food insecurity. Hunger can significantly impact their ability to focus, concentrate, and participate in classroom activities. So when you're donating in the Snackathon, you're able to give back to the community who is in need. So that's what we're looking to do. All you need to do is go to the cash register, tell them you want to donate, and they will facilitate that.
And Ms. Grand, when I thought of snacks, I thought it was going to be unhealthy food. I didn't know there's such a thing as a healthy snack.
Yes,
now you have me trying snacks. Healthy snacks, which tastes good.
You have healthy snacks that do taste good. So we have a wide variety of healthy snacks. You can not only buy the healthy snacks packaged with no preservatives, no sugar, you can also get your kids to help you to make the snacks. So we have every ingredient, organic ingredient, fresh ingredient, natural ingredients that you can create from what we do have in the store. So if it's as simple as a cut up fruit in our packaged containers that you can grab, you have the loose nuts, you have the loose raisins and craisins, whatever it is you want, you can get that because we have the fresh produce every day. We have the fresh items. We have a wide variety, even the cheese. We have healthy cheese.
Healthy cheese.
We have goat cheese.
Mm-hmm. But I'm learning that watermelon comes in colors. Watermelon was just red.
Listen, so what you didn't know is we do have yellow and orange watermelon. Now, these two different colors of watermelon actually hold more vitamin C than the regular watermelon. The yellow and orange watermelon was grown before the red watermelon in Africa. Okay, so you're getting...
Yeah, I thought it was cantaloupe, but no, it's watermelon.
You're getting a wide variety of different items that you can experience, and then you can also include in your kid's lunchbox.
Man, I can be in Solomon's all day.
Yes, you can.
Good. So I want to talk about Hands for Hunger and the Bahamas Feeding Network again in terms of how they're going to get access to money. What's that process?
What happens is once we finish the collection, we will then turn over the funds to them so that they can in turn fill their pantry, be able to give to the customer, the clients that they do take care of on a regular basis. So you will need to go to them to get the proceeds of this initiative.
And if someone wants to just donate a large set of money,
it doesn't matter how much you want to give. You just come straight into the store. Mm-hmm. Go into Solomon's Supercenter, Solomon's Yamacraw, Solomon's Fresh Market, Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay, and Old Fort Bay. Just hand over your money.
Easy as that?
Easy as that.
And other than that, just go to the cash register and,
yes,
and just say, the change is yours.
That's it.
Right? Just put it there. Oh, I could use my...
My Solomon's...
My Solomon's card
tell me,
thing.
Do you have your My Solomon's Smart Rewards card yet?
I have one.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's a wife one, but it's mine's too.
Okay,
right?
Yes.
And now I'm the dress texting and asking her to give me permission to transfer some funds from her.
Oh, okay,
rewards,
okay.
Right?
Our, would like yes, to redeem.
Let me rearrange that. Our rewards card to transfer some of that money.
Yes.
Or I have to take some money out of my pocket and do that.
It's as simple as that. You just go ahead, right at the register, say I'm giving towards a Snackathon, and you're done.
Easy as that.
Easy as that.
And I want to thank Solomon's Fresh Market for doing this, actually, because I know that the government is trying to promote the initiative of healthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to promote the concern about a number of students who do not have a healthy lunch before they start the school day. So the idea that Solomon's saying, hey, We are committed to this. We're going to partner with this. We're going to make it available for the Bohemians in general. That says wonders about the company, and I want to just commend them for that.
Thank you.
So that's good. So that was actually Miss Naomi Grant, who is the events marketing manager at Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay. That's where we're at. Howard Grant. Oh, he's here already. Howard Grant is going to be here. We're doing everything on location today at Solomon's Fresh Market. And we are partnering with them to talk about the great and the wonderful things that Solomon's Fresh Market is doing and who they are partnering with in terms of promoting this. This promotion ends when again, Ms.
Today. Ms. So get into the stores before 7 p.m. tonight.
7 p.m. today is the deadline.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And then if you want that reward card, you can actually apply for that too.
You can apply for it at the same time. All you need to do, it takes 2 minutes. When you sign up, also make sure that you opt into marketing so that you can get all of your receipts, and your loyalty rewards balance is always at the bottom of it. And we also have loyalty promotions going on. Like say when you come into Solomon's Fresh Market at our both locations after 4:30, when you spend $1, you'll get 3 points.
3 points instead of 1 point.
3 points instead of 1 point. So on a regular basis, whatever you spend a dollar, you get a point. Mm-hmm. And then when you come into our Solomon's Fresh Market stores after 4:30, you can go to the hot box. Whatever you buy at the hot box, when you spend $1, you get 3 points. So if you spend $5, that's 15 points you're getting back. And you're adding it. And every time that you shop, you have your loyalty balance. You can redeem your points.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm excited about that. Big things are happening at Solomon's Fresh
Absolutely.
Market. But remind us, before you go, mm-hmm. I know you're going to go because you're a busy woman, where all of the Solomon's places are again.
So we have Solomon's Supercenter on Old Trail, Solomon's Yamacraw at Yamacraw, Solomon's Fresh Market at Old Fort Bay, and Solomon's Fresh Market right here at Harbor Bay.
Actually, I'm going to the Supercenter today because it's back to school. I got to get the child supplies. So I will make sure leave my donation there.
There you
today.
Go.
But thanks very much, ma'am. And thanks for allowing me to be here to do
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
But we are having a conversation with Judge Carol, Ms. Judge Carol Munnings, and she has a court, what do you call it, on-TV courtroom concept. And we're talking about that because you can actually have it adjudicated by her, ASU claim, traffic accidents, landlords and tenants, claims for money owed. And I'm going to talk more about this money owed thing, right? But I want to know the process. I want to know the process that I have a claim. I want to fast forward everything. I want to have it adjudicated quickly. What's the process to get in contact with you, Judge Carol, and walk me through that process that I want to be on TV, let's say, by the end of within the 2 months? Do that process.
Sure. So I would encourage people to act fast because this is a fast-moving thing. The show is coming up quickly, and also I figure if people have matters and they want them heard, you want that resolved and you want to be able to get on with your life. So the Justice with Judge Carol show is going to be filming cases this month.
Is that the name? Justice with Judge Carol?
Yes. Uh-huh. And so we'll be filming the cases this month. So if you want to be on TV, contact us at 445-4955. Send an email to info@judgecarol.net or go on Facebook and send us a message on Facebook. Let us know that you want to be on TV. Let us know you have a matter where someone owes you money or where you or someone is claiming that you, even if someone is claiming that you owe them money and you don't believe that you owe them the money, then you want to get them off your back. So it doesn't only have to be the person that is claiming that they are owed the money. Sometimes it's the person who is basically trying to resist a claim, or you just have there are other, you know, issues around that you want dealt with. And it's a very straightforward process. So first of all, you have to let us know that you have a case. Contact us. Then you are going to be asked to ask some information, either by the WhatsApp or by the email. Just say, well, tell us a little bit about the case. Tell us something. Let us know if you have any documents or anything. Then you'll basically just bring in or send us the information. We will contact the other side, and then both sides will sign an agreement to have the matter heard by Judge Carol, which is myself. So that's important, and to be bound by the decision. I will render a judgment. So I will hear the case on the spot. So even though the show is going to air after the taping, I am going to make my decision on the spot while you are live there in the courtroom. I'm not going to go away and deliberate and tell you that I'm coming back in 3 months with a decision. No, that's not how it happens. I am going to hear the evidence. If you have a witness, you bring your witness. I will review the documents. I will listen to the parties, and I will make my decision on the spot. So that's why it's important for you to get in touch with my office early, immediately, right? When I say early, I mean in advance of the actual date, because you will submit the documents, and then we have everything set up for when we do the taping. And the taping will take place on the ZNS studio premises. But if you have the case, then once you have registered, we will let you know when and where and exactly how to go. I'm not going to make any announcement and have a bunch of people show up at ZNS and say, I won't be on the show. So,
But I want to ask you this before you go on. The benefits. Why should someone choose to come on Justice with Judge Carroll instead of going through that long process?
Well, I mean, the anxiety. Going to court is stressful. That's the most thing. Right? I am not sending anybody to jail. At least that part you don't have to worry about.
Thank God for that.
Because I can tell you over and repeatedly, whatever the nature of the matter is, people always have a fear. If I go to court, it means at the end of the day, there's a chance that I might go to jail for whatever reason, however it happens. So guess what? You guys bring your case to Judge Carroll. Nobody's going to jail. Okay? You get to be on TV. I mean, you know, that, I think, is an opportunity in itself. I think a lot of people will enjoy that opportunity to have that experience and have that exposure.
Is there any kind of stipend you're giving the persons who come on TV?
Yeah, so there's an appearance fee.
There's an appearance fee?
Yeah, there's an appearance fee. Yeah, so that's the way they do it in the shows that you've seen on the States, and we're doing the same thing here. Each side will get an appearance fee. So when you leave, once I've heard the case, when we finish that taping session, when you walk out of there, you'll walk out with your money.
And you walk out with your judgment.
And you walk out with your judgment. Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's so quick and efficient.
Quick and efficient. That's what I said. I mean, it's a win-win situation. Can you imagine if you were to go down to the magistrate's court? And there are some matters that you need to, right? But if you don't need to, you go down to magistrate's court. Well, first of all, you got to pay filing fees to get, and then you got to, you submit your application. There's like two forms you have to fill out. Submit your application. Then you got to come back a week later to get it. Then you got to hire someone to serve the summons. Then when you get your date isn't going to be for 3 or 6 months. And even if you get a date in 3 months, that's only the first date. Then you got to go back again. And the whole time, you have no idea what's going to happen. So, you know, let's get rid
done
of all that
over
anxiety.
With one time.
Done and over with and paid. Come on, man. You can't beat that with a stick.
And I don't need a lawyer.
And you don't need a lawyer.
There you go.
See, you come to me, you get your case heard, and you get paid, and you don't have to pay a lawyer.
And I'm speaking with Judge Carol Munnings. She's talking about and promoting her Justice with Judge Carol. That will be airing in the fall, you said?
Yes, absolutely, on ZNS.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you'll be concentrating on what type of cases again?
Money owed cases. So landlord and tenant. If there's traffic accident or what else do I have there?
So ASU claims, traffic accidents, landlord and tenant claims for money owed, family disputes.
Yes.
I'm not even sure what our family disputes are, but we talk about that another time. child support arrest.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. But I thank you very much for coming on. I know a number of persons have been texting me and asking me questions to ask you to explain it more. And now they're satisfied and they're eager.
Great.
A number of persons are eager to participate and to watch.
So I'm going to be looking for my WhatsApp and my inbox with people messaging saying, I want to be on the show. Let me know what to do. And, you know, I'll just say, send me the information. I'll write your name down because it's coming real soon.
Okay, we have 30 seconds. Give me the WhatsApp and the...
So the numbers are 445-4955. The email is info@judgecarol.net. info@judgecarol.net. Or Facebook, Judge Carol. on Facebook.
Thank you very much. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Wally, you can take us out, Arlington. I'm finished now. And have a wonderful day. Howard Grant is next. And yeah, have a wonderful day.